up on this edition of the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, find out why a local law enforcement officer is behind bars and how the Eye in the Sky assisted during a massive manhunt. Plus, we'll tell you how county high schoolers are setting new records this year. We've got these stories, plus one lucky boy will now have a new best friend by his side, thanks to your generosity. It's all coming up right after this.
Carriage Kia in Gainesville and Woodstock has up to $6,000 in rebates right now during the summer sticker event. New 2019 Optima, Sorento, Sportage, Stinger, and Forte. 66 months, 0% for qualified buyers only at Carriage Kia, Gainesville, and Woodstock.
Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the only local news podcast just for Cherokee County. Brought to you by the Cherokee Tribune Ledger News and the BG Podcast Network. I'm Amy Gargas. Here are the stories your friends and neighbors will be talking about. Today's top story is brought to you by Cherokee Focus. Canton resident Grady Sanford was arrested Tuesday by the Georgia Bureau of Investigations on charges of distributing child pornography. The GBI began investigating the 56-year-old following a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Images depicting child sex abuse were uploaded to the internet from Sanford's home on November 6th. Sanford was arrested after GBI agents searched his home. He was booked on two counts of distribution of child pornography and later released on bond. Sanford, who was the chief deputy in the Forsyth County Sheriff's Office, was immediately fired. He had worked in law enforcement since 1984 and also served as a part-time instructor at Reinhardt University for almost 4 years, most recently in April. Sanford has been banned from the university. He ran, but he couldn't hide from the eye in the sky. Ball Ground resident James Prince Haley was arrested late Monday night following a manhunt that used police dogs and a state helicopter. The search for the 28-year-old began at around 3:30 Monday afternoon when a Cherokee sheriff's deputy saw a GMC Yukon traveling at a high speed with a flat tire near Land Road. The car crashed and Haley ran into the wood. After an extensive search, the suspect was not located. Deputies remained until a resident of the area called 911 to report that a suspicious person, later identified as Haley, asked to use their phone. With the help of Georgia State Patrol Aviation, deputies converged on the area and Haley was located behind a home in the Metheny Farms subdivision. Haley had outstanding warrants for violation of parole, obstruction of an officer, and fleeing and attempting to elude police. In addition, from the chase, he was charged with reckless driving, obstruction of an officer, fleeing and attempting to elude police, and theft by receiving stolen property because the Yukon Haley was driving was reported stolen out of Texas. Haley remains in county jail without bond through Tuesday. And still to come, the community unites to help a boy get a helpful new buddy. Coming up on the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast.
The Cherokee Community Minute is brought to you by Cherokee Focus. Do you have a passion for your community? Do you often ask yourself, how can I give back? Did someone do something for a younger you that propelled you into the person you are today? If you live, work, or play in Cherokee County and are looking to find a way to plug into the community, think Cherokee Focus. Cherokee Focus is now accepting applications for the Cherokee Youth Works program. We provide out-of-school youth ages 16 to 24 with GED prep, life skills, work readiness, paid work experiences, along with assistance in college enrollment and obtaining sustainable employment. If you could use some assistance in one of these areas or know someone who does, visit us online at CherokeeFocus.org. That's CherokeeFocus.org. And remember, through people, partnerships, and possibilities, we can make a stronger Cherokee.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Welcome back to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. The Cherokee County community teamed up to help one of its youngest members. Ollie Dasher, a 5-year-old boy with autism, is being matched with a service dog thanks to donations and fundraisers put on with the help of his mother, Casey, local organizations, and restaurants. The fundraising efforts have been split into three parts: a GoFundMe page, which exceeded its $17,500 goal, a fundraiser by Semper Fi Bar and Grill in Woodstock, and a shoe drive run by Shoes with Heart. Ollie's service dog, a Labradoodle, was born this month. The family was able to find a trainer from Peach on a Leash in Cumming who will begin working with the puppy once he or she is 6 weeks old. For more on Ollie's amazing journey, visit Ethan Johnson's article at TribuneLedgerNews.com. Despite delayed and socially distanced graduation ceremonies, the class of 2020 in Cherokee County High Schools graduated at its highest rate in years. The 90.3% countywide graduation rate was 3.4% higher than the class of 2019. Cherokee County has grown its graduation rate by 18 percentage points in the past 8 years. All six county high schools reported higher graduation rates, with Creekview High School reporting the top mark of 96.2%. Congratulations! Today's high school recap is brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. The accolades continue to come for the Sequoia volleyball program. Senior Paige Powers and Coach John Edwards were named by the Georgia Volleyball Coaches Association its Class 6A Player and Coach of the Year. For more sports news, including recaps of last night's action on the football field, visit TribuneLedgerNews.com. Thank you for joining us for the Cherokee Tribune Ledger News podcast from your hyper-local news source, the Cherokee Tribune Ledger News. Grab a copy of today's paper and visit Tribune Ledger News online for complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the citizens of Cherokee and surrounding areas. Subscribe and share this podcast to get all the latest hyperlocal updates, or ask Google Home to play the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast for you. Share your thoughts or questions with us in the comments section, or call our podcast comment line at 404-997-8655. We might share your comment on an upcoming episode. The Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast is produced by BG Ad Group, Marcel Portut, producer, Jacob Sutherland, director. Copyright 2020, all rights reserved.